Welcome, everybody. Shir number 743. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are moving right along in the beginning stages of the meal, if you want to call it, in the Hamoitzi. We're talking about the various different mechanics about the Hamoitzi itself, the Bracha of Hamoitzi, and what should be done at the time one is making a Hamoitzi. So we went through some various different halachas. I just want to talk a short while about the salt. The salt part of it. There's a our siman kuf samach zayin sif hey. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this salt issue. In other words, whereby one is supposed to have salt when one eats bread, one is supposed to dip it into salt to have a salt dish or a salt available. Now, there's various different types of bread, certain breads, whatever the case is. We don't have so much today, but certain types of breads needed salt, certain types didn't, whatever. In general, they say, the Mishnah Berurah, they bring down that Lamaisa, our breads do have salt anyways, but be it as it may, bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference, really, because of the fact that the Ramah in Sif Hei, just to start from the Ramah, because the Mechaber talks about some various different types of breads, so it's very hard to, you know, make a distinction. But be it as it may, bottom line is, tells us through Ramah like this, that in Sif Hei, mitzvah lahavi, al kol shulchan melach, kodim sheyivsa. Before one makes a mitzi, they should make sure to have salt. It's a mitzvah to have salt at the table. Now, it doesn't only mean on Shabbos, it could be at any time. You make a mitzi, have salt, dip it into salt. So what's the reason for this? What's the reason for, you know, the whole salt issue? The Ramah tells us that the shulchan, the table, is similar to a mizbeach. And it's a very important thing to keep in mind. A lot of times you see people sitting on a table and doing different things on a table. Sometimes the table is doimel lemizbeach. It's an important thing to keep that in mind, similar to a mizbeach, v'achilik a carbon. And the eating on the table is similar to a carbon. So what does that mean? We don't have carbonis today. We don't have Beis Hamikdash. I mean, like, what's going on over here? So, but we'll try and get into it a little bit. It's important to know the understanding. And again, like we said, it doesn't only mean Badafka Shabbos. Everybody knows Shabbos, the Shabbos table, we have the salt and so on. But even during the week, if a person has bread, I mean, you try and have. If you don't have, you don't have. Persons at work or whatever, they don't have. I remember seeing over years sometimes, I don't remember where, but I remember seeing over years people even at work, they have a little bit of salt on the side, you know, in their desk at work or whatever the case is. Just like this, when they wash, they have a little bit of salt to be mekayim this mitzvah, that they, when they wash, to dip it into salt. People do this, they keep it. But when a person's at home, it's much easier, obviously, we understand. But sometimes at work, people bring a little bit of salt, keep it on the side, in the desk, or whatever the case might be. So he says like this, says Ramah, what's the story? We'll try and go through a little bit with the Sefer Yisrael Lachas also, see how he brings up some various different, very interesting, beautiful concepts that are involved in this whole salt issue, because it's important to know. We all know, you know, we all see salt. Everybody knows salt, eating bread, salt. So what's the whole story over here? So tells us the Ramah, V'achiluk HaKarbon, he says like this, V'nem al kol karbon chatakriv melach, and every on the carbon that al kol karbon chatakriv melach, who megan, and he says, we'll try and get back to that, but he says interesting thing, who megan min aperonius, and this it's also protects a person from punishment. Okay, we'll see what that's all about. Now we spoke about also when we spoke about making the interruptions, this is one of the things. In other words, between once somebody washed, they made the bracha, until it's done, dried their hands, then they realize they need salt, so their mamash allowed to say the word melech, salt. It's a real tzarech for the suda. Now we try and you try and have it on the table beforehand, but need be in case somebody didn't or whatever, you could say the word salt or melech to make sure that you have it tzarech for the suda. Now I just want to go through a couple of real interesting things he brings down. First of all, what does it mean doimel melech? He says like this, that doimel mizbeach, I'm sorry, that the shulchan is doimel mizbeach. He says kisha amru chazal bisman shebeis hamikdash kaim hamizbeach machaper al ha'adam. The mizbeach was machaper on a the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Siman in Sif Katan Lamed, that the mizbeach bisman shebeis hamikdash was the mizbeach was machaper, was an atonement for a person. So therefore he brings down achshav, now nowadays, shulchan eshel adam, the shulchan, the table of a person, is mechaper on the avoinus, on the sins of a person. What does that mean? He says, he brings that in parentheses, people give to poor people, right? The person on the at the table, they give to poor people to eat, they give food to eat to poor people, and through that, it brings an atonement. It brings an atonement for a person's sins. He brings also in the Sharetzin Sif Katan Chof Hey that v'gamal le'amiris divrei Torah love by a table. People sit and talk divrei Torah. They talk in learning and so on. And this is all part of the how the shulchan is similar to the mizbeach, and the fact that it's mechaper, it brings an atonement on a person's sins. Now, it is important to keep in mind, of course, that even without the salt, somebody doesn't have salt or whatever the case is, there's no question of having to make over a hamoitzi and the person still yaitzed them, you know, the bracha is still good, everything is still good. But this important thing, it's a mitzvah, brings down the Ramah. Just one more interesting thing, he brings down, does the Mishaburu also in the Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, well, now a Simin Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, that he says the fact that the Ramah said, the Shulchan Aruch says that the eating, he says, "Va'achila k'korban." The eating is like when a person is eating; it's like a korban. It's like mamish, like bringing a korban for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He brings like this. He says, "Tifkan lamen aleph she'adam oichel chazei koyches." Why does a person eat in order to have koyches and energy to serve Hashem? Val deizay yeah bari he'll be gezunt and stark. A person eats gezunt to hate, right? And v'chazak lavoid this Hashem in order to be able to serve Hashem, to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the eating becomes sort of like a carbon that you're serving Hashem. Just like by the carbon, the person serving Hashem, you bring a carbon. B'mehera b'yameinu should happen immediately. In our days, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. We bring carbonis, but when there's a Beis HaMikdash, right? And the same, serving Hashem, that's how we would go serve Hashem. Like, this is the same thing. Our eating gives us energy and koiches, and you know, we leave the table feeling, you know, fulfilled and gesund. And not weak and worn out and so on, because we ate, we had a nice meal and so on, and now we could go ahead. And why are we doing this? To be able to serve Hashem the right way with as much energy as possible. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to do when a person eats, just to have a mind, just to have a mind real quickly, you know, before you eat, I'm eating to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm eating. The meal should have a gesund effect on my body, right? I should have koiches and energy to serve you, to be able to serve you. It's an important thing to keep in mind, but these are important, very interesting and important things in reference to the table itself and the meal itself. We'll try and talk a little bit more about the salt issue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.